There are more signs that the overall housing market will take a hit from all those problems with subprime mortgages. The real estate industry's main trade group expects that unsold homes will pile up as foreclosures mount. And as NPR's Jack Spear reports, that is likely to depress home sales in coming months.
Spring is a busy time of year for the real estate industry. People put their homes on the market ahead of summer vacation and before the start of the new school year. But this year, depending on where you live, you may be noticing a lot of for sale signs. Barb Jandrick is general sales manager of Edina Realty in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She says inventories of unsold homes in her area are up 20% above last year, while house prices are largely treading water.
About this time last year, we were up maybe probably 5% on the average selling price, and then it just leveled off for the year and ended up even. But this year, it's starting off even. So I think if I were going to get out my crystal ball and make a prediction, I think we may lose 4 or 5 points on the average selling price.
Jandrick thinks there are a variety of factors pushing prices lower, including leftover housing inventory from last year and sellers who aren't willing to reduce their asking prices. But she says because they're seeing more empty houses, there's also reason to believe some people are running into trouble with their mortgages.
One of the things that I have observed and heard from a lot of our agents is that more of the inventory that they are looking at is vacant. And that isn't because of transfers. When we start to see a rise in it like that, that to me is one of the signs of that foreclosure market that's growing a bit.
And she says the problems may not be just among subprime borrowers, but also people who bought more house than they could afford using adjustable-rate mortgage loans that are now moving higher. But for now, much of the problem does appear to involve the subprime sector of the mortgage market, loans given to buyers with a checkered credit history. Susan Wachter teaches real estate finance at the Wharton Business School. She says the run-up in subprime lending that helped fuel the rise in home prices is now having the opposite effect.
Part of this price boom was unsustainably related to these new mortgage instruments that were out there last year that are not out there now.
A survey done for Standard & Poor's shows home prices in 20 major U.S. cities declined between January of last year and January of this year. And a report out this week from the UCLA Anderson Forecast Group predicts a 5 to 10% drop in home prices nationally. David Shulman is the economist who authored the study.
We've never seen a 5 to 10% drop, but we've never seen the kind of price increases we saw in the past 5 years. So, I mean, this is new. Just as the big increase in house prices between 2001 and 2005 were totally unprecedented.
That's a big number, though Shulman notes the price drop would not take place all at once, but would be spread out over a period of years. He expects the slowdown in the housing market to subtract a full percentage point from U.S. economic growth, and he projects the nation's unemployment rate will go from its current 4.5% to 5% by the second half of this year, indicating the downturn in housing could ripple much more deeply through the broad economy than many people think. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.